What is something that is totally legal to buy? Anytime. You can buy it. It's a legal item. You are free to buy it anytime you want to. But it sounds really weird and or suspicious if you're buying it at a certain time.
I got one.
Like at night. Yes?
If it's like after midnight or it's dark outside and you're buying duct tape, I think that is suspicious.
100%.
It's like midnight. You're at Home Depot or Walmart, 24-hour Walmart. You're like, I need some duct tape.
Uh-huh.
Not good.
Not a good thing.
Let's go to Riley. Riley, go ahead.
I think it'd be really weird to buy a shovel after, like, 9 p.m.
Yeah, that was my first thought.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why are you digging at night?
Why do you need that right now?
Good one, Ryan.
Digging a hole in the ground for the dead guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say, though, I think it becomes weird because it's like, who shovels at night? But you might be getting it for the next day.
You could be. You just have now upped your odds of somebody thinking you are a serial killer.
You're getting flagged for sure. Well, one time, and this led to our arrests. I guess it's arrest. I don't know if it's officially, but we egged somebody's house when we were in high school.
Oh.
And we bought 200 eggs at midnight.
That'll do it.
At 24-hour Harris Teeter.
Yep.
And so when this came up, the police, they went to the Harris Teeter closest to our school.
Right.
And said, anybody buy anything weird? We're like, yeah, they bought 200 eggs and like 40 rolls of toilet paper. We're like, dang it.
Well, yeah. I think if you're buying 200 eggs, even in the day, it's a little odd.
Yeah, that's true.
200?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Unless you own a breakfast restaurant or something.
Mm-hmm. It was like a mom with her kids, you wouldn't think twice. But it was teenagers buying it.
Yeah.
It was like really stupid.
I know on
back.
Halloween, my dad used to own a pharmacy, and it used to be eggs in the pharmacy. Like a drugstore, like kind of a, like a Rite Aid or something. Mm-hmm. And in the cool, there were eggs. For Halloween, he would take them out.
Because
there were so many eggings for Halloween. Mm-hmm. They just took them out. I didn't sell them that night.
I wouldn't bat an eye during the day if I saw somebody, even, because maybe they're working at a restaurant and somehow, I would not even think twice. At midnight, 100%.
Yeah. I'd be like, it was a group of teenagers, I would bat an eye.
Yeah.
Always just think they're up to no good. Go ahead, Jason.
I just think that my dad was, we're going to put the eggs away on Halloween. And I'm thinking to myself, what an opportunity to sell a lot of eggs and get money.
Right, yeah. It ain't your fault what they do with them. Matt, what is something that's totally legal to buy, but at a certain time it seems weird?
When I was the sober driver driving drunk people to get fast food at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I always felt like I had to explain myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because I just needed them to know that I was the responsible one.
Right.
Oh, I can see. Yes, that pressure.
When you're the drunk one at 2 a.m., you don't care.
You don't care.
But like as the sober one with 3 drunk people in the car doing that at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I feel like I had to justify what I was doing.
Yeah.
It would be even weirder to kind of go along with this. If it was like 6 a.m. and you had a bunch of drunk people in your car.
Yeah.
Or it's at lunchtime.
Lunchtime would be very odd. Although I found myself in that situation too. You come off a boozy brunch where you didn't eat enough and you're like, let's hit McDonald's.
What would be even weirder if Matt was, the guys were at the house and sent Matt out to get the food and he's ordering 10 pounds of burgers and 10 pounds of chicken sandwiches at midnight thinking, you really going to eat all that?
Right, exactly.
I might. I think something really totally normal, totally legal to buy anytime, but it looks weird or suspicious after a certain time, rubber gloves.
Oh, that's what,
really? Somebody said rubber gloves?
Let's go to Ashley. Ashley, okay. Were you going to say that?
Yes, rubber gloves. Anytime you see like one rubber glove in the parking lot, it automatically is weird. But if you buy it at night, like, you're doing something you should not be doing.
Yeah, why do you need them now?
It could be preparing for the next day.
You could be, but it's...
I also think after dark, if you buy bleach.
Yes, or rope.
Rope.
If you're buying a rope.
Or a chainsaw at 1 a.m. Yes. You're either Jason Goodman, who likes to do his yard work at night, or you're a serial killer.
Yeah, but it's totally, it's illegal. You can.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's a couple of other options. People say it becomes very suspicious if you buy baby oil.
Oh, especially this
after a certain time.
After the Diddy thing, too.
Tarps. I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah.
Tarps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then also the number 3 answer was rolls of duct tape.
It does remind me. Yeah. And I know I shared this with you guys. Our good friend Biggie, years ago, I don't know if he had been hired on our sister station yet.
Uh-huh.
He would help me do bits here when it was Murphy in the Morning. And we would go to the local college here, drive around the campus. He had a big Dodge truck, silver truck. And he, for whatever reason, he had a tarp in it for some reason.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never know.
And so we like rolled the tarp up, but had it like leaning so you could, like, it's kind of laying diagonally in the back of the truck.
Uh-huh, so
like
kind of rolled
up. You could see it. And we'd go at night because I was new here, so I'd work full time. I was still an intern. I worked full time, and so I could only do stuff at night, and I was in college. We'd drive down the campus of UNCG and stop people and be like, hey, do you know a good place to bury something? And their reaction, and we didn't laugh. And Biggie can really do a good job being deadpan.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, boss. He's like, hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
They're always startled because they're like walking campus at night.
Yeah. I can picture it.
You know a good place to bury something? And they're like, no. And then he would peel out every time. I'm like, let's go.
What about, we should do this, which would
fun
be fun.
It is fun.
To go into a store and see if the cashier picks up on it. And all the items you listed, that's all you're buying.
Yes.
Yes.
And see the face of the person. Like if they're like, because some might, they're so used to like ringing things through, they probably won't even notice. But some might be like duct tape,
mm-hmm.
a saw. You know, a tarp.
Yeah.
All those things at once. But they can't stop you.
They cannot. Mm-mm. That's why you got away with buying 200 eggs. They cannot tell you no.
No, they can't.
I'm wondering if that cashier may alert the police or just like, oh, well, somebody's going to die tonight.
Well, yeah, right.
A couple of the, you know, I watch a lot of documentaries, crime documentaries and Datelines and stuff. And I think maybe a handful of times I've heard or I've seen on the documentary, they'll go and interview or they'll take surveillance from them buying a saw or buying a whatever. And one time I remember they asked the cashier, they're like, did you find it odd? And they're like, no, we see all sorts of stuff come through here. And I thought that was kind of crappy that they singled that one cashier out.
Right.
Because I thought, I bet you do see things all the time. You can't assume everybody's a murderer.
Yeah, you're just scanning. And, you know, people could be getting off work late at night. And they're like, I got to do this tomorrow.
What's a cashier supposed to do?
Nothing.
Is a cashier supposed to alert the police every time somebody buys these items late at night?
I don't think so.
Even if it was acid? I mean, seriously.
Right.
And you just buy acid?
Yeah,
like,
you want
you
acid, not bleach.
I think you probably have to show your ID if you're buying acid.
You buy acid? From Home Depot or something?
Yeah, you can buy acid to basically put on the garage floor and it eats all the stuff away if you're doing project.
Okay.
And most acid places aren't open at 1 in the morning, but you can get some form of acid. What?
No, I said you've checked.
I don't know, Bundy. You tell
the reputable ones aren't open at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, all right, let's do this. And make it be the game. We just record it. Will they comment on it?
Will they?
We'll get a ski mask.
Okay.
Rope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gloves.
Gloves. A saw. Hand saw.
Baby oil.
Baby oil.
Tarp. Bleach.
Shovel.
And condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm surprised condoms did not make it on the list.
I think you buy condoms early, like in the morning. Yes. It's like, whoa,
but
you got a busy day.
But if you buy them late at night, you know they're going to go home and use them right now.
Yeah, you're going to
buy them right now.
That very moment, especially if it's like a gas station.
Condoms that night would be totally, I think, non-suspicious. Like you said, Jared, first thing in the morning, 7 o'clock, they might think, I guess he likes morning sex.
Guess so. Right. Early riser.
Especially going to the gas station and just buying one. I need one
single
now.
Please. Do they even sell just one?
Sometimes in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Oh,
you can put
okay.
Some money in the machine and one will drop out.
Got
it. Yeah, usually they glow in the dark.
Do you know?
They're ribbed for her pleasure.
Recently, they had in the bathroom when I was in, where was I at? It was over when we went to the beach. They had in the bathroom of clubs. Or bars that we went to, and it was a roofie cover. Have you ever seen that?
Oh
wow.
Does it look like a coaster but inverted?
You just pulled out when it fit the top of the glass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's sad that we have to have that.
I got one to protect myself against
Carol.
Yeah. She wants it so much. Yeah.